You're listening to an African Elements top news story for Tuesday, December 30th, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why the February 3rd Haitian TPS deadline changed everything. By Darius Spearman. A shadow hangs over hundreds of thousands of homes across the United States. Families are checking calendars and counting the days until February 3rd, 2026. This date marks a major turning point for people from Haiti who live under Temporary Protected Status, or TPS. For over 15 years, this program allowed many to build lives, careers, and families in America. Now, the legal protection that kept them safe from deportation is coming to an end. This shift leaves many in a state of deep fear and confusion. The deadline is the result of a long and messy political battle. It impacts about 353,000 Haitian nationals who currently hold this status. These individuals are a vital part of the American fabric. They have lived through multiple crises, both in their home country and within the United States legal system. Many have spent more than a decade working hard and paying taxes. The loss of legal status means they will also lose their right to work. Without work permits, they cannot support their children or contribute to their communities. This situation creates a massive crisis for the Black diaspora in America. To understand why this deadline matters, one must look back to January 12, 2010. On that day, a massive 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck Haiti. It was one of the deadliest disasters in modern history. Experts estimate that 300,000 people lost their lives. Millions of others were displaced from their homes. In response, the Obama administration created the first TPS designation for Haiti. This move recognized that the country could not safely take back its citizens. It provided a temporary haven for those already in the United States. Haitians have always shown the resilience of African American families when facing impossible odds. However, the crises in Haiti did not stop with the earthquake. Shortly after the disaster, United Nations peacekeepers accidentally introduced cholera to the island. This epidemic killed thousands more and weakened the already broken health system. Natural disasters continued to strike, including major hurricanes in 2012 and 2016. Because of these compounding tragedies, the United States government extended the temporary status multiple times. It became a long-term solution for a country that could not catch a break. The stability of TPS changed when the first Trump administration took office. In late 2017, officials announced they would end the program for Haiti. They claimed that conditions on the island had improved enough for people to return. This decision sparked immediate legal challenges. Advocates and lawyers took the government to court. They argued that the decision was based on racial animus or prejudice. A federal judge in the case of Ramos versus Nielsen blocked the termination. The court found evidence that the administration may have been motivated by bias against non-white countries. The battle for status is part of a larger history of fighting for economic justice within the Black community. When the Biden administration took over in 2021, the policy shifted again. Haiti was facing new horrors, including the assassination of its president and more gang violence. The government redesignated Haiti for TPS in 2021 and 2024. This allowed newer arrivals to apply for protection. It also recognized that the capital city of Port-au-Prince had become a war zone. By late 2024, gang leaders controlled most of the city, making safety impossible for civilians. The current political reality is very different. Following the 2024 election, the second Trump administration moved quickly to end the program again. In June 2025, the Department of Homeland Security announced that Haitian TPS would finish. At first, the government gave people only 67 days to leave. This caused immediate panic in Haitian communities. However, a judge in New York stepped in to stop the sudden removal. The court ruled that the government failed to give enough statutory notice. By law, people need at least 60 days to prepare for such a massive change. Because of this court order, the government had to set a new, firm date. A formal notice was published in November 2025. It confirmed that the protection will end exactly at 11:59 p.m. on February 3, 2026. This date is now the final wall for hundreds of thousands of people. After this moment, their work permits will expire. They will no longer have a legal right to stay in the country. Many face the very real risk of being rounded up and sent back to a nation in total collapse. The end of TPS is not a problem for individuals alone. It is a crisis for entire families. There are nearly 30,000 children born in the United States who have at least one parent with Haitian TPS. These children are American citizens. They have never known any other home. If their parents are deported, these families face a cruel choice. Parents must either take their children to a dangerous country or leave them behind in the United States. This threat of separation causes what experts call toxic stress for young children. This struggle reflects the long history of the invention of kinship in the Black community. For generations, families have had to find new ways to stay together during times of trouble. However, the legal system makes it very hard for these families to find a permanent fix. A U.S. citizen child cannot sponsor a parent for a green card until the child turns 21 years old. For many, that day is years or even decades away. Without a new law from Congress, these families have no clear path to stay together legally once the February deadline passes. The American economy also stands to lose a great deal when the deadline hits. Haitian workers are a huge part of several key industries. They are over 5 times more likely than U.S.-born workers to work in building and grounds cleaning. They also hold thousands of jobs in healthcare, particularly in nursing and home healthcare. These are essential roles that keep hospitals and senior centers running. If these workers lose their permits overnight, major cities like Miami, Boston, and New York will feel a sudden labor shortage. The numbers show the strength of their contribution. Haitian TPS holders pay more than $1.2 billion in taxes every single year. They also contribute roughly $4.5 billion in wages to the economy annually. Despite this, they are often treated as if they are a burden. This is part of a pattern where Black labor is valued while the workers themselves are marginalized. The end of their work authorization will hurt small businesses and large corporations alike. It is a self-inflicted wound to the American economy that will be felt long after the February date passes. As the deadline nears, the government has introduced a new program called Voluntary Departure. In late 2025, officials began offering a $1,000 exit bonus and a free plane ticket to Haiti. This program is designed to encourage people to leave on their own. Officials claim it helps people avoid a formal deportation order. A formal order can bar someone from the United States for 20 years or even forever. However, lawyers warn that this bonus is a trap for many families. Accepting the money does not solve the long-term problem. Under current laws, anyone who has lived in the U.S. without status for a long time faces a 10-year bar to returning. Even if they leave voluntarily, they cannot simply come back next year with a visa. Most people will be separated from their American children for a decade. Furthermore, people must give up any pending legal cases to take the money. For those who are still fighting to stay, this is a very dangerous trade. It offers a small amount of cash in exchange for giving up their future in America. The struggle of modern Haitians is linked to a much older history. The 1804 Haitian Revolution impacts the way the world sees the island today. Haiti was the first nation to successfully overthrow slavery and gain independence. This act of defiance led to centuries of punishment from world powers. France forced the young nation to pay a massive independence debt. This debt crippled the economy for over 100 years. When disasters hit, the country had no wealth to rebuild. Today, the instability in Haiti is a direct result of this long history. There is currently no functioning government to receive deportees. The parliament has no members, and there is no elected president. Gangs have filled the power vacuum left by a collapsed state. These gangs are not just small groups of criminals. They are heavily armed organizations that control ports, fuel, and food supplies. Returning thousands of people to this environment is a recipe for a humanitarian disaster. It is a forced return to a crisis that the international community helped create. Many activists see the TPS crisis as a clear example of systemic racism. This is often called double jeopardy. Black immigrants face the same racial bias as African Americans, but they also have to deal with the immigration system. Groups like the Haitian Bridge Alliance point out that black migrants are detained more often than others. They also face harsher treatment and enforcement. While some groups from other parts of the world receive quick help, black migrants often have to fight for years just to be heard. The legal system also uses different standards for different groups. For example, during the first Trump administration, officials ignored reports from their own diplomats. These experts warned that Haiti was too dangerous for deportees. Yet, the administration moved forward with the termination anyway. Courts found that this was part of a pattern of targeting non-white populations. This history shows that the fight for Haitian TPS is not just about immigration. It is a fundamental struggle for civil rights and equal protection under the law. When the sun rises on February 4th, 2026, the world will look very different for 350,000 people. They will no longer be legal residents. They will be undocumented. This means they can be arrested by ICE at any time. They will not be able to renew their driver's licenses. Their bank accounts could be closed. They will be forced into the shadows of American society. The risk of removal becomes a daily reality for everyone in the household. The loss of work permits is the most immediate blow. Employers are required to check the status of their workers using Form I-9. When a permit expires, the employer must fire the worker or face heavy fines. This means thousands of people will lose their income on the same day. Families will struggle to pay rent and buy food. The ripple effect will hit local communities where Haitian families shop and live. It is a mass economic displacement happening in slow motion. The temporary and temporary protected status has always been a problem. It provides a holding pattern but no path to a green card. People can live in the U.S. for 20 years under TPS and still have no way to become citizens. This keeps them in a state of legal limbo. They are part of America, but they have no permanent stake in its future. Advocates argue that after 15 years, it is time for a real law that lets people stay for good. The history behind the headlines tells us that this crisis was predictable. Haiti has been in turmoil for a long time. However, the political will to provide a permanent fix has been missing. As the February 3rd deadline gets closer, the pressure on Congress to act is growing. Without a new law, the United States is choosing to tear apart families and weaken its own economy. The families waiting for that date are not just numbers in a report. They are neighbors, co-workers, and friends who are simply looking for the safety they were promised 15 years ago. Copyright, African Elements.